I hadn't told anyone except Johnny about my decision. I figured there would be time for an announcement later. I wouldn't even hear back from the law schools until January. Our new youth program would be up and running by then. I would have raised next year's budget, hopefully brought in a few more churches. I had told Johnny only because I needed to know whether he'd be willing to stay on and take my place as lead organizer, and maybe too because he was my friend, and I needed to explain myself. Except Johnny hadn't seen the need for explanations. The minute I told him the law schools to which I had applied, Harvard, Yale, Stanford, he had grinned and slapped me on the back. "I knew it," he shouted. "Knew what?" "That it was just a matter of time, Barack. Before you were out of here."
"Why do you think that?"
Johnny shook his head and laughed.
"Damn, Barack, 'cause you got options, that's why. 'Cause you can leave. I mean, I know you're a conscientious brother and all that. But when somebody's got a choice between Harvard and Roseland, it's only so long somebody's gonna keep on choosing Roseland."
Again, Johnny shook his head.
"Harvard, goddamn. I just hope you remember your friends when you're up in that fancy office downtown."
For some reason, Johnny's laughter had made me defensive. I insisted that I'd be coming back to the neighborhood. I told him that I didn't plan on being dazzled by the wealth and power that Harvard represented, and that he shouldn't be either. Johnny put his hands up in mock surrender.
"Hey, you don't need to be telling me all this. I ain't the one going nowhere."
I grew quiet, embarrassed by my outburst. "Yeah, well, I'm just saying that I'll be back, Johnny, that's all. I don't want you or the leaders to get the wrong idea." Johnny smiled gently.
"Ain't nobody gonna get the wrong idea, Barack. Man, we're just proud to see you succeed."
The sun was now slipping behind a cloud. A couple of the old card players pulled on the windbreakers they had hung on the back of their chairs. I lit a cigarette and tried to decipher that conversation with Johnny. Had he doubted my intentions? Or was it just me that mistrusted myself? It seemed like I'd gone over my decision at least 100 times. I needed a break, that was for sure. I wanted to go to Kenya. Alma was already back in Nairobi, teaching at a university for a year. It would be an ideal time for an extended visit. And I had things to learn in law school, things I thought would help me bring about real change. I would learn about interest rates, corporate mergers, the legislative process, about the way businesses and banks were put together, how real estate ventures succeeded or failed. I would learn power's currency in all its intricacy and detail, knowledge that would have compromised me before coming to Chicago, but that I could now bring back to where it was needed, bring it back like Promethean fire. That's the story I'd been telling myself, the same story I imagined my father telling himself 28 years before, as he had boarded the plane to America, the land of dreams. He too had probably believed he was acting out of some grand design, that he wasn't simply fleeing from possible inconsequence. And in fact, he had returned to Kenya, hadn't he? But only as a divided man, his plans, his dreams, soon turned to dust. Would the same thing happen to me?